As we continue on, a fascinating topic, World Oceans Day, coming up. And Dr. Dawn Kernegas, who has been involved with neurology research at UNC Chapel Hill, but is now involved with an organization called DEEP. She's a former NASA aquanaut and director of scientific research now at DEEP. And we're going to talk about a survey about our oceans. Dawn, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with a basic question. What you want to talk to us about is there's a survey about the generational differences on how American families view our oceans. What have we found out?
Yeah, so DEEP conducted a survey of 2,000 Americans. So we surveyed 1,000 parents with children aged 6 to 16 and then 1,000 children aged 6 to 16. And we found a lot of different interesting things in the survey, but I'll give you some of the highlights. So first, we found that less than half of the people that we surveyed realized that the ocean impacts their daily lives. So the ocean impacts our daily lives in a lot of different ways, from providing oxygen that we breathe to seafood to critical infrastructure. But only about 45% of the people that we surveyed actually understood that. So that was really interesting to us. But we did also find that 84% said that they found the ocean fascinating. So that was great news. And then the generational difference that we found, the biggest one that especially interesting to us because we build subsea habitats, is 73% of the younger generation said that they wanted to experience living in a subsea human habitat versus 33% of the older generation. And the average amount of time that those who said that they wanted to go down there said that they would want to stay down there is 6 months.
Wow.
So that was pretty exciting for us since we're building these subsea human habitats, that there's a big drive with that younger generation to live at the bottom of the sea a little bit longer than we were expecting.
And what was the inspiration? Why the survey?
Yeah, so we did the survey to mark World Oceans Day, but also just to give better feel for what the opinion was of the ocean out there and what the understanding is, and is there a generational difference?
Now, tell us a little about yourself. You are actually you live in Wake County, but you are a NASA-trained aquanaut and an inductee in the Women Divers Hall of Fame. First of all, what the heck is a NASA aquanaut?
Yeah, so NASA aquanaut, so aquanaut just in general is somebody who's lived 24 hours or longer, equilibrated at depth undersea. So anybody who's done any kind of diving, what's called saturation diving. And I had the opportunity to join a mission that NASA runs or was running every year, where they sent astronauts and scientists to live undersea for days or weeks at a time. And so I had the chance to do that in 2016. But backing up a little bit, I grew up diving. I've been diving for over 30 years, actually trained to scuba dive in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina, and eventually transitioned from doing underwater exploration to doing research of humans who do underwater exploration. So studying divers and individuals that are working at altitude and also astronauts. And so because of those two career paths, I was able to combine them and was invited to join this NASA undersea mission as a crew member, which was very, very cool.
Let's transition to what you're doing now, this organization called DEEP. What are you doing and why are you involved, I guess, in the hopefully in an effort to preserve our oceans?
Yeah, so now I'm director of scientific research for DEEP. We're an engineering organization building subsea habitats and really focusing on increasing access subsea for everybody, but also for scientists and explorers. And so I get to drive the science both internally and externally for DEEP. And DEEP, as we're building these subsea habitats, it's a tool for scientists and individuals who are exploring our oceans. So traditionally, those people would be using scuba diving, which is relatively limited with respect to how long you can stay underwater before you have to come up. When you're living in a subsea habitat, you equilibrate to the surrounding pressure and the surrounding environment, and so you can do dives that are hours instead of minutes. And so it really amplifies the capability of those scientists and explorers for the work that they conduct while they're living on the bottom. So for research that would typically take 1 to 2 years, you can get that research completed in 1 to 2 weeks, which is pretty substantial and really accelerates the work that can be done undersea.
Well, we're just about out of time. We're with Dawn Kernegas. And tell us a little bit more about why this is important and where people can find out more.
Yeah, so DEEP is building these tools for scientists so we can better understand our oceans and how to protect them. You can follow us at DEEP.com, and there's a link there to all the updates that we're doing of the work that we're doing at DEEP, but also to our social media.
Dr. Dawn Kernegas has been with us, and she is with an organization called DEEP as we mark World Oceans Day.